Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi. And I do want to preface, I have had zero alcohol tonight, so everything that comes out of my mouth tonight is completely sober.
I'm okay.
Making that statement.
Wow, we are coming out hot tonight. Hi, Lindsay.
I'm also sober. Very excited. Like, I don't know if I'm more excited about when we got to hang out at Knockout or this episode.
Okay. Those are some big shoes. Those are some big shoes. Because there was blackberries and bourbon in Louisville.
There was.
This is like the podcast equivalent of Knockout.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And also joining us this evening is Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, so if you are listening to this...
I got my first one.
Okay. If you are listening to this in the regular podcast feed and not watching us on the YouTube, this is an episode that will benefit from video and YouTube because we do have visual aids for this episode.
I do.
Lindsay and I... So a little backstory here, people, for all of our listeners... originally, this episode was Lindsay and I, and we were planning it at the end of October, beginning of November, and I had no inspiration. I was spending a lot of time researching romanticy, and then we were doing other stuff, and I really just didn't have any inspiration for this episode. And I'm like, Lindsay, what do you want to do? She's like, I'm up for anything. And I was like, okay. So then I go scrolling on the TikTok. And people are doing this really awesome, fun trend called Hear Me Out Cakes. And I was like, oh, we could do one of these episodes. And then I ended up on Hear Me Out Cake TikTok. And it has been hilarious.
Hilarious. Yeah, there's some really funny ones.
And Lindsay doesn't TikTok. So I had to like download the TikToks or I had to screen grab the TikToks and then put them over in the group chat and be like, okay, here's one to give her an understanding as to what the heck we're talking about. And then it's really going to be fun and exciting. It is not necessarily bookish. And Leah and Heather were like, ooh, I want in.
Yeah.
So here we are. I think this might be like the first trendy thing we actually ever do.
We're on trend.
So tonight's episode.
Miracles happen every day.
Welcome to this episode of Buzzing About Romance, where we are diving into the sweetest trend and taking the internet by storm, Hear Me Out Cakes. Join us as we share our Hear Me Outs. So grab a slice of your favorite dessert, settle in, and get ready for fun, sugar-filled chat. So here we go, friends. There's really no rhyme or reason to this episode. We just said, hey, get together 10 hear me outs. There are no rules.
What are you eating over there?
A Halls. So I don't like, okay. I'm going to shove it into my cheeks.
Yeah, and Amanda and Jenny said they were going to be better watchers tonight. They did not need to participate in this chaos. But also, I had a hard time going down to 10, so I don't have 10. I have this stack. But I will only do 10 in the episode.
Oh my gosh.
I have 16.
I think I have a hard time. You need to share them in a special carousel post on Instagram, the ones that get left out. Also, my big takeaway from all of this is that a lot of people have really nice printers and mine is trash.
I am in the same boat, Lindsay. My printer. I thought I was fancy because I printed on cardstock, but it actually made it look junkier, I think.
Well, because cardstock, you have to have like a laser printer for it to... Sorry, my nerd is showing.
$400!
I know.
Who got a laser printer for $400?
My office printer for things like this, and then I just have to put some money in the bread box.
You have to put money in the bread box.
It's a little box. It's a loaf of bread.
Wait, we're already being called out, and we haven't even started our hear me outs yet.
Y'all mean
out. But look who's calling us out. They don't count.
Jenny.
They're like the hecklers.
Jenny does not count on the calling us out because she is just as bad.
She is. Okay, so we are just going to talk, kind of hang out. We're going to do our hear me outs. And really, you know, no rhyme, no reason. So let us know in the chat if you agree with us or if you think we are completely ridiculous. And I promise not to use the word bro, because the one group that I was in, those two guys, they were hilarious.
Yeah, but they're babies.
But they were like, bro, hear me out.
Bro, hear me out.
Oh, Maud has cake. She's ready.
Maud has cake.
She gets to eat hers. We just have to use ours. So I'm going to talk about my cake for a second, though, because I have a chocolate caramel lava cake.
Okay.
And I really just want to eat it.
I mean, fair.
I don't think your hear me out sticks are going to fit in there. But my hear me out cake is what I could find at the grocery store at 6:15 on a Sunday. And it's still frozen.
What are your cakes, Lindsay?
Mine are hear me out cupcakes. I have many different flavors here. There's like an espresso, a mint chocolate chip, a lemon. Like when I knew we were going to do this episode, I was like, well, I'm getting mini cupcakes because I want all the flavors if I actually get to eat cake. Like, so I was very excited. So there's an assortment. Oh, and there's Princess Sprinkle.
So Wait. Pretty. So Princess pretty. My cake is from the Walmart. It was day old.
It looks yummy though.
It looks fancy.
I'm gonna put my cake.
Right? I had to put it back here so that I don't like knock it off with
knock
my
knock it over.
Which we know could very much happen. When we planned this episode, we had no idea that today, this day, December the 15th, is National Cupcake Day. So we're like celebrating a holiday and being ridiculous.
I mean, we don't need a reason to be ridiculous.
So everybody should get a cupcake. And if you don't have a cupcake, you should get a Little Debbie Christmas tree. And if you don't have a Little Debbie Christmas tree, what's wrong with you? Who are you anyway?
They're like elite. They're so good.
They're so good. Little Debbie Christmas trees.
It's the sprinkles. It's like the crunchy sprinkle.
I don't know.
It just, there's something about it.
There is something about them. Okay. Lindsay just really wants to eat her cupcakes. Okay.
Well, I'm messing with the sprinkles. I'm making sure they don't fall off.
Lindsay, it's why don't okay you go do first for us?
Do you want to go first?
Give us your first hear me out.
Okay. I have, you'll probably see a type develop as we go through this, but my first is Vision from the Avengers.
Oh, good choice. Good choice.
Smart. He knows everything. On demand encyclopedia.
Smart. Okay, Jenny is going to get banned. Heather.
She's going to get thrown off the island.
Right?
Jenny?
We're voting you off the island.
Ew, mint ice cream, gross.
No, I do like mint ice cream. Okay, Heather, it's your turn.
It's mint.
I feel like this probably is, I'm not going to have to pull people in, kind of on the same line of like superheroes, but my, it's not very good, but Mark Ruffalo.
Oh.
He is a Silver Fox and just like a super nice guy. I just, Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a good one. What do you got, Leah?
Okay. I'm doing a little sorting here. Okay, so Batman, but only the Michael Keaton Batman. Because one, he is from Pittsburgh. Two, I think he's the best Batman, not including Adam West, but Adam West is the original. So that is kind of like a biased one. But yes, so Michael Keaton Batman.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Okay, I'm going with a human. I don't have many humans. But I'm going to go with a human for my first one.
Same.
Hear me out. Sam Watterson from Law and Order. The original daddy.
Yeah.
I mean, I have an eyebrow thing and his eyebrows bug the shit out of me in the later years. But for him,
because they're like,
I will forgive them.
They take a life of their own.
They do. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Sam Watterson.
He's a good
That's
one.
A good one.
Okay, Lindsay, your turn.
Garrett from Quest for Camelot.
What is he from?
From Quest for Camelot. He's a hermit who lives in the Forbidden Forest with a pet Falcon because he is blind and Aiden, the Falcon, is his eyes.
Okay.
I love that. Oh, and he has two dragon friends too.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Heather, your turn. Hear me out.
Hear me out. Sven, the reindeer from Frozen. He
That's a
is
good one.
so funny. His nonverbals are just amazing, and he's like funny too. I just love Sven. So Sven.
Okay.
That's a really good one. I like that one.
Leah, who's your hear me
Okay.
out?
Miss Frizzle.
Ooh.
Because she is a delight. She's like caring and loving and just like loves to learn and to teach in her outfits. I just love them so much.
I can see you dressing as like Miss Frizzle. Like I could see your wardrobe being that.
Mean, I cannot confirm nor deny that I probably have worn dresses like that. If I, well, not so much because I don't wear dresses, but shirts, yes.
Yes. Okay, hear me out. The original swoon of Disney, Robin Hood. Disney's Robin Hood, Oodalolly. He is flirtatious. He's my guy. Like anybody who says he isn't the superior Robin Hood, you're wrong. I think I gotta move Sam back here a little bit so he doesn't block people. Okay, Lindsay, what you got?
Iron Giant.
Okay, but
The ultimate cinnamon roll.
doesn't he die in that movie?
Why you gotta do that? Why
Well,
you gotta kill her? Mojo.
I'm just asking questions.
I'm
Way
pretty
to be a
sure.
mood killer,
Very sad
Rebecca.
movie, but Iron Giant is so lovable. So lovable.
He
He is very
is.
lovable.
Spoiler
Yeah, just
alert.
a spoiler. Sorry if you haven't seen the movie, friends.
Have you watched the Wild Robot movie yet, Lindsay?
No.
It's
No.
supposed to be really good. It's based on a children's book.
Is it like it looks like the Iron Giant?
It does. It
A
kind of
little
has those
bit, yeah.
vibes. Okay,
Yeah.
Heather, who's you hear me out?
All right, hear me out. Meredith's dad, King Fergus from Brave. He's kind of just, goes with the flow. Again, he's funny. Also, is sort of like, I Merida doesn't want to get married. I don't care. Like, she should do her. I really like him. And he's just kind of like, I don't, so cuddly looking. I don't know. I just really like him.
Okay. I get it. Okay, Leah, next.
Hear me out. Inspector Gadget.
That is a great one.
I mean,
There's a little bit of a competence kink there. He just,
Penny has more
he's like,
confidence than he has.
He's the
he's a
Letterman of
little
men.
bit of a bumbly idiot, but he like saves the day at the same time. But yeah, so Inspector
Ooh,
Gadget.
I
Go,
might
go,
come up
Gadget arms.
come up with
I
people that I should have put on here.
Okay, next up, since we are in the competence kink era, I am going to go with Handy Manny. He's sweet, he's kind, he's helpful, and he also can fix it.
He can
Like,
fix it.
I think he kind of
He
wins.
can.
Well, that's Pop the
Felipe
Builder.
and Turner are also really amazing, so I'm
Yeah.
down with
It's
that.
true. You could have a whole why choose thing there going.
I mean, a whole little toolbox.
Christina's like,
Oh.
what did I join into?
Hear me out, cakes. Lindsay, what's up?
Who's next?
This one is technically two because I don't want them unless they're together. And I don't want them unless they're together. So in this situation, I would be Captain America. And it would be Sam and Bucky, Winter Soldier and Falcon, both of them ideally in costume or
Okay.
uniform, whatever you want to call that.
I
In
mean,
costume. Oh,
Lindsay
yes.
wants a throuple
They
that's
also look as good
into
in,
role
but they
play.
have to be in costume. What if they're not in their like superhero getup?
One
Did
can. fly, and one can like literally destroy the world. It's, I don't know.
I don't
I
know.
like good versus evil thing as like the sidekick. I don't
Yeah.
know. But I mean, I can
I
see
would be
it.
okay being in the middle of that sandwich. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it
It wouldn't
doesn't
be a bad place to
freak me
be.
out, but yeah, the costume. I don't know. It throws everyone together.
Lindsay really wants the costumes.
She
Hey,
really
my
is digging
brother
those.
got me for Christmas the Funko Pop. Anyway.
Have you told Charlie about this?
He knows it's on the bookshelf.
Okay.
Read my list of hear me outs.
Okay.
This is true.
Heather, who do you have next?
So mine isn't a person, but like sort of something that I love in like books and movies, and it's like the grumpy old men kind of thing, like the grumpy neighbor with that like hate but like each other and our friendly banter, like that fun banter. I love that so much, and I love it. And grumpy old men. Hello.
I mean, yeah, I get
I
it.
mean, I like a curmudgeon-y old man.
Yeah. Well, I got
Yeah.
hair out of the cave. That's
Okay.
probably not gonna go great for my family.
Okay.
Are they counting down the minutes till they get to eat your cake?
Pretty much.
Same over here. Leah, what's next?
Okay, my next one, I am going to go with Flynn Rider.
Smolder.
That's a good
Yes,
one.
Smolder.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, Wilson from Home Improvement. That is a real. I actually almost picked him, but he's not on my list. Jenny said that. But no,
Okay.
the Smolder, and he
Yeah.
just something about him.
That is a good one. Okay. Oh, hear me out. Bowser from Mario. Because anti-hero, really bad, but he takes care of his kids, gives them opportunities. He's really into kidnapping. Like, come on, that's hot. Right?
Then I like a kidnap
Yeah,
him.
kidnapping's good. I mean, if it's consensual,
Right.
like, and
Consensual
you're into
kidnapping is good.
that. If you like that sort of thing. I don't know who a good live action Flynn would be. That is
Don't
a really
know.
good question, though.
Lindsay, what do you got?
Bumblebee from Transformers.
Oh
What? He's such a good pick. Oh, and fun story, somebody climbed naked on his statue here in Albuquerque, and the police had to get him down. It's like 15 feet tall, 20 feet tall. It's amazing. But that's not why I picked this.
Oh my God, that's
I
the
apparently have like a really big thing for like loyal sidekicks.
He
It's
Bumblebee
a
does not get
utilitarian
his
feature.
due. Like, he is such a good
Oh,
guy. Well, Transformer,
he's
but
amazing. Oh my God, you guys. Both of you are like,
He's
I
so meaty. I love his. So cute.
have Bumblebee. Oh my gosh.
I have loved him since the 80s.
You
I'm just
can put
saying.
him on your cake and I'll still give you another
Can I?
turn. Okay.
That's good.
I'll
That's a
let him
good
peek out the
pick
back.
there.
Okay. This guy, Seth Rogen, he is sort of like a little golden retriever, so funny. Feels like he's down for anything, like in Neighbors, how he wears the baby, and he's like, he's just, I really like him. Yeah.
Okay.
Seth
Okay.
Rogen.
Okay, Leah, who's up for you next?
Okay, my next one is Hopper from A Bug's Life. Excuse me. He's kind of an asshole, and I really like an asshole.
You
But he
too.
does like he's a little bit of a bully. But he gets his due. But
He
there's just
does.
something about his character that I really enjoy. Maybe
Okay.
it's the voice. I don't know.
It might be the voice. So, in the same universe, Hemlock from A Bug's Life. He's just like the sweetest, nicest guy, like golden retriever. He just is such a good friend.
He is
Also,
a good boy.
ribbed for my pleasure. Ribbed. Just saying.
That's not weird.
Not
Oh,
weird at
that's
all.
why I like Bumblebee. He's an over-the-top protector.
Yeah.
He's a good boy, too.
He really is.
Okay. Lindsay, who do you got next?
I have very specifically Nate Bargatze's SNL skits, and I picked a meme for this one that says, "For popular sports like football, we will use yards because nothing makes sense in our country." And I love it. It's such a good.
That is a really good one.
That is a good
That
one,
was a good
Lindsay.
one.
I used a meme. Heather, where are you at?
So this is actually not going to shock anyone, but I sort of have this thing for athletes who wear like are on Team USA and like are proud Team USA. And so with the Olympics coming, the Winter Olympics, I'm a big fan of Team USA colors, and yeah,
Okay.
that's my one.
Okay, so US Olympians. Heather wants them all.
Well,
I
I just
mean,
like I don't know, like how like they're proud, and I feel
no,
like,
I love it. I
yeah.
love it. Okay, Leah.
Okay, hear me out. She-Ra. She's a badass. She is, like, owns it.
Okay.
I like how there's no fighting here.
There's
Everybody's
no
like,
fighting.
okay.
Okay, so my next one, she's a femme fatale. I think she's the sexiest beast in the entire movie series. Dragon from Shrek.
Yes,
Hear me out.
that's a good one.
I mean, I think she's a pretty great character.
She is.
Okay, Lindsay, what do you got? Okay, Lindsay, what do you got?
Okay. This is a hear me out because anybody who's a fan of a sports team knows like hard who loves someone who is not on your team. But Giancarlo Stanton, the entire story. Also, like, look at this picture I found of him.
Look at that arm. Those arms.
That's some
Hello.
arm porn
Hello,
right there,
sir.
Lindsay. Okay,
There's
so
some arm porn there.
he's my favorite because yeah, that's why I picked it. That's not entirely why, but like he got hit in the face with a fastball and he had to have his face reconstructed. And for like he has just like this amazing comeback story. And then I don't know, like he's overcome so much. And then like this year he came back, like he had a really bad year. He had a lot of injuries. And then like he came back, like he worked the whole off season to like slim down and come back. And like he's just a guy, like he's like the pinnacle of an athlete to me because like the way he fights to get back on the field, like his whole story, I don't know. Like he's just had so much in his career he's overcome, and I am always going to be sentimental about that.
Okay. Heather, where are you at?
Okay, hear me out. One, I really like a backwards hat a lot. And when they're on a book cover, even better. So a big, huge fan of backwards hats.
But I
And
think
like,
it takes the right guy to pull that off.
true, maybe.
I don't think every guy can pull a backwards hat look and make it look smexy.
No, some make it look dweeby.
Some do. Well, this guy does not on the
No,
cover
that's a
of
pretty good
Cutting
book cover.
Distances.
It is a pretty good cover.
But like, I guess when my husband was younger, he would turn his hat back around and I was like, hi. But
Well,
now,
hello,
not so
sir.
much. Yeah. So anyway, I like the
Now,
backwards
not so much.
Now, not so much.
Sorry, Justin.
Wow. Okay, Leah, where are you at now?
All right, hear me out. Sean Connery from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade as Dr. Henry Jones. I mean, it's Sean Connery, so hello, because accent, delightful. But the beard, the silver fox, I just love him so much.
I mean, he's a daddy. He is
He is a
daddy.
daddy.
Daddy Jones.
It was either this one or him from The Rock, where he's kind of a badass.
Okay.
But also a silver fox. So I'm just going to put him right front and center.
So I picked Hans Gruber from Die Hard. Hans Gruber. Bad guy. Like, he comes in there, he means business. He's doing all the things. So I like a bad guy. I'm just going to say it. I do like a bad guy. And he's the boss. Yeah. Okay, Lindsay. Okay, Lindsay, what you got now?
I also like a bad guy. Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren.
Oh, he's a good one.
They could have done so much better with that story. He gets the princess cupcake.
He gets the princess cupcake.
They did cast really well with Adam Driver, though. I will say that.
He was so good. They could have done so much more with his story. I think it was fine as is, but
you wanted more.
I was real mad at the end of the third movie. I'll throw that out there.
Yeah. Same.
Okay, Heather.
I'm kind of going with our sticking with our bad boy theme. I got Nick Wilde from Zootopia. Oh,
that's a really good one.
He like wants to be a bad guy, but he can't because he's a good guy. And he's kind of snarky and funny and like a little flirty. I'm a fan.
Nick Wilde, that's a good one. He was on my short list.
He was. We couldn't think of his name.
No, I had to look it up.
So that's going to stick with the bad guy world and go with Prince Zuko from Avatar, The Last Airbender. He is inherently a good guy, but he tries so hard to be bad to impress his piece of poo father. But he just ends up being such a good guy. Also, I kind of wanted him and Katara to end up together, but they didn't. And I'm still a little grumpy about that.
I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
But also, Rufio does his voice. I can't think of Rufio's real name, but from Hook. The dude does not age. The guy who does his voice doesn't age.
Kara just said, I'm finally understanding what this whole episode is about.
It took a while, Karen.
You're so mean.
I'm sorry.
So, did we not explain
Rufio it? Is another good one.
Rufio. I guess, did we not explain what Hear Me Out cakes are?
I don't. I mean, I think we
it's
did.
Sort
but
of
if,
like
no,
that
but here's the thing, Karen. Were you at the very beginning or did you come in like 5 minutes in? Because we did it like right at the very beginning. Yeah. So had you missed the beginning like Christina did and came in hot?
Like, what the heck is this all about? So just so those who are catching up, Hear Me Out cakes are kind of unexpected crushes that aren't necessarily typical, that people don't necessarily, you know, see or understand. So that's kind of what we're doing tonight. Okay. Hear me out. Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe. Literal ninja. And he has swords.
He does.
Takes the sword.
Swords
like,
are cool.
Swords are hot.
Cool. Karen said she came in about 10 minutes late. So.
Yeah, we're a little extra tonight. So yeah, because who doesn't like swords?
I mean,
everyone likes the sword.
Everyone likes swords. Okay.
Ooh, Sub-Zero is a good one, too. You're right, Amanda. Snake Eyes and Sub-Zero.
And Shadow. I thought about Shadow for a moment for the real bad guys, but...
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was a toss-up through some of them. Like, I mean, hence my giant pile, but this was pared down.
Yeah, I had 27. Okay, Lindsay, what's next?
This is probably in the vein of the why choose trope. Rugby, the entire sport.
Thighs. No, just the thighs, not the sport, just the whole thighs.
The whole of it. And
I love that image. That's the vibe.
Right? I picked it just for this.
Yeah. Rugby thighs.
But I will say, have you checked out Alona Meyer's like thighs? Like, the girl has some really nice legs.
Yeah.
It's not just the male rugby. Like guys who have the good thighs.
It's incredible. I don't know how many squats and lunges you have to do for that, but it's amazing. And I blame Becky because she sent this TikTok of the Spanish rugby team and was like, new favorite sport immediately. Yeah. Why is this not more popular in America?
So rugby thighs are Lindsay's. Hear me out.
Well, the entire sport.
Just the entire
scrum.
sport.
The picture was the scrum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But also Jenny
says, called it.
Thick thighs save lives.
That's amazing.
All right, Heather.
Okay, yeah. Heather.
So I like really have a, I have a type, and you're all like, duh, Heather. Jack Black.
Oh, he's a good one.
He's so funny and kind, and I love all the characters he plays. And I'm doing some Google searches, and Ellie L. Fanning, so Dakota Fanning's like sibling, mm-hmm. Jack Black is one of her hall passes, and I'm down with that. I get it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I can get on that train.
Jack Black is a good one. That is a good one. I don't know if I want Jack Black pick a destiny though.
I'd like the recent beard is maybe a much.
Maybe more Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda, so good. Love that.
I mean, you could have just picked Kung Fu Panda. Poe would have been a good one.
I know, but then like he's so good in other things.
He's good in The Holiday. We'll talk about him on Wednesday night.
He is so good. School of Rock was good.
Oh yeah.
He's done a lot of good stuff. That's why I'm like Jack Black all just
He's very like eclectic choices, but always well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Leah, who's your hear me out?
Okay, hear me out. Voltron, protector of the universe.
That is a very good one.
Need I say more?
No, but he could hang out with the Iron Giant.
He could hang out with the Iron Giant.
Over the top protector, squishy cinnamon roll robot.
And a sword that just forms.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's true. Jack Black is the voice of Bowser in the live action movie.
There we go. Ooh. It's a twofer.
He sings the Peaches song.
He does.
Okay.
All right, Beck, who's next?
I have choices left. I still have ones left. Okay. Hear me out. I love this movie, and I think it's like a quiet movie that people don't really talk about with kids' movies. It's a kids' movie. I don't know if you've seen Over the Hedge, but my guy is RJ the raccoon. Like, he's stealing all the food to pay his debt.
He's a trash panda.
He's a trash panda, but he ends up being a really good guy, and like, I love him in that movie. I also love, what is her freaking name? She plays CJ Craig on West Wing. She does the voice of the lady that owns the house that they're terrorizing.
I can't think of who CJ is. Is it Allison Janney?
Yes, Allison Janney.
Because she is in everything.
She is. She could be a really good hear me out too.
She is a good hear me out.
That would be a good hear me out.
I didn't do any real people. I did only characters though. So
okay. So for me, it's RJ from Over the Hedge.
He's a good one.
He's a good one. Okay, Lindsay, your last hear me out. Well, unless you have bonus. How many do you guys have left? Right? Didn't we go 10?
Yeah. Yeah. I just have so many extra.
Okay, wait. Okay. How many do you have left? Okay, we can go for two more.
I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, so this is your 10th.
Okay, give us your 10th.
Okay. So Leah will never agree just because she's a Steelers fan. but John Harbaugh. He is 63 years old.
Oh, no.
If you look
I may hate him, and you look but up I would do Andy that. Reed,
if you look up John Harbaugh, 63, and then you look up Andy Reid, who is 66 years old, my husband thought Andy Reid was almost 80. And I was like, no, I'm pretty sure. And then I looked it up and I was like, yeah, Andy Reid is 3 years older than him. Look at that smile, dude. Like,
who is he?
He's the Ravens head coach.
And the Ravens are the worst.
I was watching the Ravens the other day, and I was just like, Charlie tunes me out when he's watching sports, and I just like went on this tirade about like how attractive John Harbaugh is, and
he
then
really is.
Calling him football daddy.
Football daddy.
But John is better than Jim. Just
okay,
so you know.
Jim is like 2 or 3 years younger than him and looks 10 years older. I don't know what
Yes.
did, but I want to look that good when I'm 63.
Yeah.
Okay, Heather, we'll come back and do your last one since you have 11. We'll come back. So
Okay.
just do one, and then we'll come back around.
So it's not a person, but it's a thing. So hear me out. This is the cake scene in Red, White, and Royal Blue. And I love like an epic scene in a book, movie, show, whatever that makes that you remember other little pieces of the book or movie. And so I like those big epic scenes and I'd like to see more of them.
Okay.
Oh, that is probably why Jim said, or Amanda said Jim had a heart attack. That probably did age him. I remember when that happened, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
Hear you
So
out.
my last regular one, because I'm going to do, but Velma Dinkley from Scooby-Doo.
Competence kink for
She's so
sure.
smart, so competent. There's just something about her.
Yeah, I give you that one. Okay, I'm going with a bad.
Great orange.
She looks good in
She does look
orange.
great in orange.
And not
I think
everyone
not
can
many can people can pull
pull
off
off
orange.
orange. Okay, this is my last one I'm going to save for the next round because I got a big guy. But for this one, I've got Lord Business from the Lego Movie.
That's a good one.
I mean, think about it. He makes a catchy tune, he gets all the people to do the things he wants while ruling the underworld. Like, I love a Lord Business. Give me a bad guy. Plus, I mean, look at those accessories. Look at that hat. Like,
Accessories.
I mean, this man can accessorize a cape. Come on, just saying. Okay. Your last one, Heather. So this is our last ones, Leah.
Okay.
Oh, did I'm going
Lindsay,
or
no,
Matt?
Lindsay stuck to the 10.
Lindsay stuck
Okay.
to 10.
So hear me out. Athletes who are fit and in nice tailored suits. Like, I need to see more of that. Like, a lot more. And I'd like to actually read more about men in nice tailored suits. And yes, this might be Matt Zuccarello and Kirill Kaprizov because.
Because of the wonder
Okay.
way his thighs look.
I do have more, but I'll share those separately. But my last one for this, Han Solo.
Yeah.
I know.
Harrison Ford, I mean,
I mean, there's just something about him.
hello, daddy. He's kind of like the first morally gray hero as a child we fall in love with, right?
Yep.
Because
Yeah,
he is a
because
good
kind of a
guy
bad
who does
guy.
bad things.
Yeah.
He's a
There's just
thief.
something about him.
There is. That's a
And
good
but
one.
he shoots first, people. Just saying.
Oh, okay. And here's my last one. Bruce.
Rude. Bruce is a
Bruce.
good one.
Covers the whole
He's
case.
just it. I mean, Bruce is the man.
I love that you blew him up.
I did
And
not
then
blow him up. Actually, the reason he's this big is because I just put him on the paper, like in Adobe and printed, and it made it that big. I didn't resize him appropriately.
yes, Jenny, he is Kylo Ren's dad. That helps.
So Bruce, come on, he's a bad guy with a good heart. You know, he wants to be a vegetarian. I love him.
Friends are not food.
Friends are not food. And I also think that, like, he's kind of underrated in that movie. He brings a lot to the
Yes.
table. Everybody, like, wants to talk
Yeah.
about Crush or Dory. I think Bruce is the better pick.
Not gonna help
Anyway.
you.
Or Gil. Gil is a good
Power.
choice too.
Okay, so, fish are friends, not food. I have to tell you a funny story about the girl child when she was little. So she loves to go fishing with Mike, and she would have no problem catching the fish and she'd throw them back. And when we said, oh, you know, we're gonna go have fish for dinner tonight, she's like, I don't like fish. And I was like, you've never had fish. I think she was like 4 at the time. I was like, you've never had fish. And she's like, fish are friends, they're not food. I cannot eat them. She also used to say blue gale, like gal
Instead of
instead of
bluegill.
bluegill, but
Blue gal. I'm always going to be calling them blue gals, not blue gals anymore.
I know, right? That doesn't even make sense. Blue gals.
Why aren't they called blue gals?
I don't know.
I think kids are just smarter sometimes.
They are. Speaking of kids that are smarter, have you been watching the Minnesota or the dad chats? And they went to Seattle for some vacation thing or something. And they were going to try to drive back to Minnesota in like 3 days.
But they like are insane. I love them.
They're a hoot. They are a freaking riot. I love dad chats, and yes, they're a riot.
Anyway, they ended up like giving up at Billings, Montana, and flying home because they couldn't do it. Because
at one point, she's like, "Our goal was to get up at 9 a.m. and get on the road." She's like, "What time is it currently? 1 o'clock p.m."
They're a mess.
And then they had to stop and get like a new like bed for the baby because they forgot it at the last stop and they didn't realize it.
Yeah.
I love them. Like when they're eating like push-ups with like forks, push pops with forks and things like that.
They're a hoot.
Yeah, they're very funny.
Anyway, these are our Hear Me Out cakes. This is probably the only time buzzing about romance will be on trend or trendy. If you disagree with our Hear Me Outs,
We don't care.
You don't have to agree.
Just get a piece of cake and be quiet. Anyway, we also would love to hear your hair me outs. So,
and I will share my other ones later this week.
Okay. I have one I didn't share, and that's Let's Get Dangerous.
Duck.
Okay. So those are our Hear Me Out cakes. This was fun.
This was a lot of fun.
Super fun.
I'm so glad we did this. Anyway, before we move on to the next thing, we have 3 weeks left, a project backlist for the first session.
Really? It's only 3 weeks.
And this week's project backlist is author Carrie Elks. And her featured series is Winterville. Fun fact about Carrie. So she actually is a author that lives in the UK. She was published in Brazil before she ever published in the UK.
That's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Also kind of bonkers.
Right? Her first book appeared in the Brazilian Big Brother house. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting.
Interesting.
So, Carrie is a woman of mystery. We need to understand why you were in Brazil first instead of the UK first.
There has to be a story there.
If you have not read Winterville, it is perfect for those who love the Hallmark but want it to be spicier. Book one in the Winterville series is Welcome to Winterville. Those tropes are small town, holiday, a second chance, Hallmark with Spice. It is a family series. He's a billionaire. They have a really great meet cute. Welcome to Winterville by Carrie Elks is a charming holiday romance where sparks fly between old flames turned adversaries. With a delightful mix of holiday cheer, witty banter, and sizzling chemistry, it's This Is a Wonderful Life meets The Hating Game story is the perfect festive escape. Stacey's in the comments doing the Lord's work.
Read Winterville. Well, Karen said she just downloaded it for her plane ride.
I love it. I love it so much. I talk about this.
You do.
This series incessantly.
And I'm not sure why who wouldn't read this? It doesn't make sense.
Like, if you listen to the podcast for my book recs and for what the books I talk about that I love, I do not understand why you haven't read Winterville yet.
I have not read
yet.
Winterville yet, but I have read the other books. So.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just saying oppositional defiance disorder isn't even over an here. Excuse anymore. If like I said, if you really love that Hallmark sweet small town where the small town needs saving from the bad billionaire that wants to turn it into a ski resort, you absolutely should check out Winterville. It does pass the buzzing about romance diehard Christmas test.
It does.
The holiday matters. And I just love Carrie Ann. There's a grumpy grandpa.
Not Carrie Ann.
Carrie Ann. Oh, my God. Carrie Elks. I love Carrie Elks. I also love Carrie Ann Ryan. But Carrie Elks. And the town folks are quirky, and it's family antics. I just love that series. Anyway, and North is my favorite character out of that whole series. He's so freaking grumpy. And his book, kinky. Like, kinky. So, 10 out of 10 suggest Winterville. Okay.
Super bingeable, they say. Okay.
It is super bingeable. It's that time, you guys.
It's that time.
Book of the week. Book of the week time. Lindsay, what's your book of the week?
So I've DNF'd quite a few romances this week, and I finished binge reading the series that I was doing like a backlist read on. So my husband and I have been watching The Expanse, which is on Amazon Prime, and, you know, just feeling the holiday spirit, really feeling the holiday spirit. So I'm recommending Leviathan Weeks by James S.A. Corey. It is a space odyssey. It's got like a mystery element to it. It's definitely in the horror vein of things. And like, I don't know, it's really long. It's not my typical read. I really like sci-fi. So it's very different, really captivated. And what really sold me on like starting to read it, I'm not finished because it's like 600 pages and I've only got the paperback, but like what sold me on it is that like we were talking to somebody and they were like, yeah, you should still read the book even if you're watching the show, because they were like, the show made some characters really interesting who weren't very interesting in the book, and then like vice versa, like characters who like have more of a... So it's like the show is overall supposed to be very true to the book, but like the character development and like the way they handle the characters, it's slightly different. So
the TV show The Expanse is based off this book. Yep. Interesting. Okay.
I think tracks like one season per one book, because it's like a 9-book saga.
Okay. I mean, it's not... I don't know. Okay. I don't want to read 9 books. I mean, I guess I would read 9 books, but I struggle.
No, I don't know. I don't know why I'm doing this.
I don't ever read like that.
I'm never reading 1 book, much less like 9 books. That
the fact that you're still reading it and it's 600 pages long, I mean, like right there is so out of character.
That's a long freaking book.
For Lindsay.
And the paperback at that.
Good though. Okay, like what they do, like they're actual scientists who write it, and apparently they live here and in Albuquerque, which I didn't know. So like maybe I'll get to go to an author signing here someday, because no one
that would be cool.
That would be fun.
That might be cool. But the other thing about it is that I think like what's really captivating for me is like there's a lot of like, futuristic space. And this is about like, okay, like how do we get from here to there, like where we are now to there? And it's like a, I don't know, like there's a, so I don't know how much people know about it, but like there's Earth, and Earth people have left Earth and have like colonized like the outer belt of the solar system, like the asteroid belt. And then they've colonized Mars, and like Mars is its own government entity. Earth is its own entity. The belt is its own entity. There's like a rebellion. It's really interesting. There's like a bioweapon. It's so good.
Okay. I believe you. Good. Okay, Heather, what is your book of the week?
Well, mine is on the polar opposite side as Lindsay's.
Okay.
Polar shock. I, like Lindsay, though, have been DNFing, or my style of DNFing, where I just Russian roulette them out of my Kindle Unlimited after I've read 2 chapters. I've done that a lot, and I needed to go somewhere really where I felt comfortable, and that is the Forestville series by Nora Phoenix. She had a Christmas novella come out. It's called Celebrating the Season, and it's a Santa, and it's an age gap, and it's a Snowden, and there's some lumberjack in there, like lumberjack, like chopping wood and stuff.
Actual lumberjacking.
Yeah. And I just love being in Forestville. So it just filled my bucket and kind of got me out of my slump. And it's Christmas. So big fan, big fan.
Good for you. Leah, what's your book of the week?
My book of the week is, I debated, I had one and I switched it, but I'm going with Sweet Prison by Neva Alta. It's her new one in her Perfectly Imperfect series. It is step siblings, like he's in jail, like they're actually like apart for a good portion of the book, and there's like this whole like using her aspect to the story, but it works really well. It's a really dynamic book, and the way the story plays out and the way their relationship like unfolds is fun. And I mean, he's a little intense. There's no eyeball scooping, but he definitely is over the top, which you wouldn't, like, he fights it from the get-go because he's like, she's my stepsister, we shouldn't be doing this. And like, there's a distinctive age gap, and it worked really well. And I thought it was a really interesting way that the book was written. So,
okay. My book of the week is Piece of Me by Juliana Stone. This is book two in her Bridgerstone family series. It's a Western small town, single mom, single dad, but he's the guardian of his twin nieces. And small town, strangers to lovers, they're meet cute. She goes to town wearing basically a see-through nightgown, slippers on her feet and her robe because the guy at the post office won't, leave her package in the mailbox. He's making her come into town to get it. And they bump into each other at the post office while she is in shambles. And her baby is 5 months old. And of course, she's nursing. And things just start to happen while she's fighting with him. Anyway, it's a meat disaster, but I really, really love this series. I like this small town in Montana, and I'm a big Juliana Stone fan, so I'm excited to get through this series. So that's what my book of the week is.
Sounds good.
Okay, Patreon update. Welcome to new Patreon member Bonnie P. We are super excited to have you as part of the community. This month, December swag packs are sponsored by author Delta James and Mary Carr. Remember, you will get both December and January's swag packs mailed to you together at the beginning of January. We're kind of doing that. I didn't want to raise cost for our tiers, but shipping, of course, went up again, and I felt like this was the most financially responsible way to do the swag packs. And then make sure you join us back here Wednesday for our discussion of the movie The Holiday. Wednesday will be our last Wednesday discussion of 2024 because Christmas and New Year's Day are on a Wednesday. And we figured you didn't really want us to talk about books on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Make sure you join us here on Wednesday. We did a group watch Friday night of The Holiday, and I cannot wait to talk about it. I just love that movie so much. And then we are going to be back next Sunday as we spend the next two Sunday episodes doing our year in review, what 2024 looked like in books. It was not necessarily our best reading year. I think there's a lot of things that happened in 2024 for us to talk about. And I believe next Sunday we are listening and not judging as we share our insights. Right, Leah?
Yeah. Who's on there? We're listening and not judging.
What?
Who's on there?
We listen and don't judge. Have you not seen that on?
Right. Oh,
so we're going to be like,
I think right now it's just me, Leah, and Amanda.
It's just me, yeah.
Our podcast is on trend 2 weekends in a
I
row.
know, right?
Who
Like,
are
who
we?
are we? I mean, you can be on that episode. I mean, I think it's just two of us or three of us right
I
now.
don't know.
Yeah, it's me, Becky, and Amanda.
Yeah, we're gonna listen and not judge.
I could be in the chat. Like, I don't. This will be good.
Whatever. We're
We'll
And
see.
you can judge us there.
can judge us from the chat. Okay. Well, we didn't really talk about any books this week, but our book of the weeks, you can find those listed on our on-the-shelf show notes at bustingaboutromance.com. You can find a current list of all the upcoming Wednesday episodes for January over in Discord. I think they go out Tuesday on our website and in our social media. I wasn't initially going to like announce the whole month in advance. I was going to try to do the rolling of the titles. However, in January, we're reading two books that are wide. And so we wanted people to have the opportunity, they're trad pub books. So we wanted people the opportunity to put them on hold at their libraries and to have time to get them before we did them. So that's over on the website or in Discord and soon to be on the website. Don't forget to follow us on social media for more updates. Join our community of romance enthusiasts. If you love this episode, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform and share us with your friends. Your support helps us bring more exciting content to you every week. So that is a wrap on this episode of Buzzing About Romance. We hope you enjoyed diving into the viral Hear Me Out cake trend with us. Because sometimes you just know when something hits the sweet spot. And we just had to talk about it, right?
We did.
Plus, it's cake and it's National Cupcake Day. It was like meant to be.
And honestly, like doing the list was a lot of fun.
It was so fun. It was really hard not to be like in constantly in our group chat going, "Hey, hear me out." And like giving away my whole list.
We
Well, and it
I
was
did
really
it in
hard
the
not to put
car.
them in Discord too. Like every time I popped over there, I was like, oh, I can't do that. Like I wanted to like put it over there too.
We
Yeah.
were doing it in the car, Owen and I, on the way home from our 4-hour road trip today. And my husband was like, "What?" And so then Owen and I are going back and forth about like, "Hear me out." And I said the backwards hat, and I look up, and my kid's wearing a backward hat. And he's like, "Mom," I'm like, "Not you, obviously. You.
Ew.
It's like
Ew."
gray sweatpants until your kid is wearing them.
Curse.
Oh, and the 13-year-old comes down in gray sweatpants. I'm like, "Ew. No, we're
Ew.
not doing
Okay. So until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.